Ann Wilson with Strong on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. You know, when we are feeling weak, God will help us with his strength. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of feeling like I need it on this Monday. Whew. Here we are, Ryan.
It's November 25th.
Yeah.
The week of Thanksgiving this year. But Thanksgiving's not today, but there are other holidays. There are always holidays.
Always.
Every day of the year, so many.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we got this game. What day is it? So I took a look at the list for today, picked two that are real. They're today. We could have a party of some sort. And then I made one up, and you and Beth are going to try to guess which is the day that Ryan made up today.
Okay.
So we got first out of the gate, Blasé Day. Big deal.
Blasé Day.
It's kind of meh.
Okay.
The definition of blasé is indifferent or bored with life, so unimpressed. So it's a day.
Whatever.
Maybe. National Parfait Day.
Ooh.
There's all kinds of parfaits, but usually it's like layers. Mm-hmm. Layers of pudding and custard and chocolate and yumminess or ice cream, yogurt, all kinds of parfaits.
Okay.
And then National Independent Bookstore Day.
Mm-hmm.
Make your way down to your locally owned bookstore if
there
you can find one. And
get lost in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. What an interesting combination.
Yeah, the first one's kind of meh.
Literally. What a beautiful term for a boring day.
Blasé. It's too creative for what that day
is. I know. It just seems wrong. I mean, you know, bored day would just be better. But blasé.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so blasé today. No, it just doesn't fit. Anyway, there you go. Blame the French.
Welcome, French.
Welcome, French. Yeah. Mm-hmm. National Parfait Day.
Speaking of French,
that's
also parfait.
Parfait.
Yeah, parfait.
This is such a blasé parfait. That doesn't work. Parfaits are so
incredible. Is it in like black and white or monochrome? Or
yeah, there you go. Oh,
blasé parfait.
French film about parfaits.
It rhymes.
There you go.
The blasé parfait.
I know. Yeah. How do you make a blasé parfait? You can't. Because parfaits are so creative and beautiful and colorful. I mean, I've never had a bland parfait. Now I'm hungry. Okay. And then I love a good bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you gotten lost in a bookstore?
Oh, it's our just, yeah. Not really lost, but planted. Chris is like, okay, I'm shopping. Here's the bookstore. I'll be back for you in an hour. I'm good.
Yeah.
Sit there and read.
Mm-hmm. I know. I love bookstores. Oh, yeah. I can get totally lost in one. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, put a coffee shop in a bookstore.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. I'm gone. Yep. Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, but which day is not today?
Mm-hmm.
Not today. Hmm. Would you really make a day blasé? Would you really do that? I don't know.
I mean. I've made up a lot of days.
You have. Oh, boy. I could see Independent Bookstore Day being something.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of the season, you know, just because, you know, we're thinking about shopping right now, you know, with Black Friday being around the corner and all that commercialism surrounding the Christmas
season.
Go buy a book. Yeah. Parfaits are beautiful. And blasé. Oh, okay. I'm going to call Independent Bookstore Day safe.
Hmm. Okay.
We're going to go with one of the two French ones. I'm going to say you made up Blasé Day.
No,
that's real. That's today.
Really?
We can all be bored together.
All right.
It's blasé.
Blasé. Again, I wish I could be bored today. I got a lot of stuff to do.
It's an exciting word. You're right. That's an exciting word for a boring day. Blasé.
Yeah, blasé.
Blasé day.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, well, that's a real day. So you're down to National Parfait Day or International Independent Bookstore Day.
I'm gonna risk it, and I'm going to say you made up National Parfait Day.
I'm sorry that's wrong, but maybe you'll get it next time.
It's
really?
A French day, Beth. It's
really?
Blasé Parfait Day. Blasé Day and Parfait. Those are real.
I'm kind of bummed.
Don't feel too bad.
Okay.
Independent Bookstore Day is a real day.
It is. Okay, I feel better about that.
We're going to have to wait a while. It's in April.
It's in April? April.
But yeah, it's yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay.
But yeah, it doesn't stop you from going to your bookstore or reading a book. It's just, and while you do it, have your blasé parfait. We can combine those weirdly enough.
Fine.
We'll see what days I come up with tomorrow. Here's City on Our Knees from Toby Mac, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.